SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Good, the bad, the dumb for a Monday. And as I say this every Monday, we had a lot of stuff to get to. So I'm sure this is going to be outstanding. So let's start with the good and make us feel better as we get ready for our week.
Yes, the good. This will make you feel good, especially if you're a Harry Potter fan.
Right.
Dobby,
yes,
the house elf, is a free elf.
Yeah.
There's a video going around. There's a video going viral right now. No, Dobby is very much alive. You can't kill an elf. You know that.
They buried him in the sand.
And he has
risen. Oh, my God.
Risen.
There he is. Yep. I see the video. I see the video on Twitter. He's awesome. You're right. What is he? He's walking around.
I'm really
Where's this from?
What that is. But there is a video going around. If you want to have some fun, just, you know, in your Twitter timeline, just type in the words Dobby. That's all you need, just that one little word. All these videos, this one video will pop up on a lot of different people's timelines.
This is great. This is great. I love it.
So Dobby
is the
free
elf. It's on Twitter, and somebody posted Joaquin Phoenix's reaction to the alien walking in the movie Signs, which is one of the awesome reactions to... Joaquin Phoenix reacting to the alien on a news report is exactly how you would do it if that was real.
Yeah.
That's good acting. I mean, you would cover your mouth,
nailed it.
Back up, run into something, you nail it. And that's perfect for this video of Dobby the Elf walking through some like a little alley through by a car. That's fantastic.
Monster,
good old Dobby. Awesome.
Dobby with clothes. Dobby is free.
Yay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, nothing will start your day off better than seeing Dobby just walking around the neighborhood.
Give Dobby a sock.
That's what I'm thinking just happened right there. I mean, you know, people assume Dobby died. He probably just went to go live with another family, and that family just presented him clothing, so he's moving on to the next.
Real quick, in the movie, I haven't seen it in a while. He dies. He's trying to get Harry Potter and the guys out of there with a warp thing, and just at the last minute, Bellatrix throws a knife.
A dagger, yeah, something
like
that.
A dagger, and it just gets in, and it just gets him as he's teleporting away.
Yep.
Okay, that's right. I remember that now. And he died. That stinks. But now he's back. This video is proving
it. Just walking around. It's all right.
It's awesome. That makes me feel good. Good old Dobby. That's awesome. Very good. It's just a little freaky, but it's still a good video. Very good. Really.
Let's get to the bad of the day. There's a couple of things that happened over the weekend regarding the St. Louis Blues, and I believe we can figure out why they lost last night so badly.
Oh, I want to hear this.
First of all, there was John Hamm, who inexplicably shaved his beard before game 6. You don't do that.
Come on, man.
You know, Hockey 101, you don't shave the beard.
What is he doing?
The other one is that the St. Louis Dispatch can also be credited with jinxing the Blues. Because
I heard this.
They leaked out a bunch of their sponsors congratulating the Blues on their Stanley Cup win.
Oh, God. Why does this keep happening?
And some parade route info.
Come on. Can I just say this? And I'm tired of this. I get it that newspapers are dying, and I get it. What's once 500 people in an editorial staff is now an intern and the cleaning lady. I get it. Why does this stuff keep happening? How in the world does this stuff get leaked out and posted either online or in print?
Exactly.
How does this occur over and over and over and over again to great newspapers across the country? They are doing, like, you hear this all the time. The Rockies one time, Denver Post one time said, it's play ball, it's opening day, and put a picture of the Phillies ballpark when it should have been Coors Field. It's like, how in the world does that happen at a major newspaper? How does this happen at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch? What a dumb thing to do. What's wrong with you people out there?
All you're doing now is making sure some country in, I'm going to say, Africa has blue Stanley Cup champion shirts.
Yeah. Exactly. Or the NHL is too cheap to make two of them. They're like, and your gear will be coming in 3 to 4 weeks. Special delivery.
God. I mean, the jinx is on. I believe that's the conspiracy. One of the conspiracy theories we don't really dive into too much is I believe the Mets did that flashing congratulations Red Sox on purpose.
Maybe they did. To fire up their team?
Fire up the team, create the jinx to the Red Sox.
I'm going to get you, PA video guy. I'm going to get a hit.
But yeah, God. I mean, not a good look. You can't, you got to know not to hit that button. Save it in a file.
That's what I'm saying.
Be ready to post it as soon as, you know, victory is had. As soon as they lift the cup. You can wait until make sure, you know, they're lifting the cup and they're skating around the ice with the cup. Then go ahead and publish, because I guarantee you, nobody's reading your site at that moment, especially in St. Louis.
Listen,
they're all glued to their TV watching history.
Listen, I've been in radio a long time. I can. There's been so many times we've played, hey, this Christmas sketch in like March, you know, or like your President's Day sale going on now, and it's August. I mean, I've done, you know, local radio's filled with mistakes like this. But this is too big to not have double, triple, quadruple eyes on it. I mean, right? I mean, listen, media, we all make mistakes in terms of timing. We all do. Television does the same exact thing. How many times have you seen something on TV, like a mistake on a chyron that's misspelled or wrong verbiage? Somebody's doing that on the fly.
No,
okay,
we blast
I get it.
As much as we
yeah,
can.
That's funny and it's cute, whatever, but it happens. But when you're talking about setting up your print, like, or you're setting up something where you have time and you're putting together and there's no excuse for this. There's no excuse for this, how this got out there. Like, that's inexcusable. And that's what I'm saying, right? I mean, it's not a last second thing or throw something in real quick and oops, I forgot to erase that or whatever it is. This, when you have these ads, they have to go in a place and then you put them out when it occurs. They cannot be anywhere near the copy that's going out now. That's shame on the Post-Dispatch. It's not even the jinx thing. It's just, this is what falling apart. I mean, the newspaper industry, unfortunately, I hate that it's collapsing, but I hate when things like this happen. But yeah, you jinxed your team. So good luck in Game 7 in Boston.
Find a way to make up for it.
Hope it works out for you, St. Louis. Well done.
Maybe hack the Boston Globe's account.
Yeah, right? Please. Please do something like that.
And set out, oh, congratulations, Bruins, before the game, before the puck drops.
And oh, by the way, let's just make this clear. When the Bruins win the cup, if you think Boston fan is obnoxious, wait till they go, and everybody thought we were dead. Everyone was burying us. They thought we couldn't win in St. Louis, and we did. Oh, you... We're going to get a fun dose of that from Beantown. Can't wait to hear those conversations. Blues, you better win that Game 7. I swear to God, you better win that Game 7. Or I will never like you again. By the way, people here in Nashville, real quick, people here in Nashville are torn, right? The hockey fans here in Nashville are torn.
Okay.
They hate the Blues, but they hate the fact that Boston's winning too.
Of course.
They're like everybody else in the country. They hate that the Bruins and the Celtics and the Patriots and the Red Sox have been winning for a decade and a half, and they don't want Boston celebrating again. But the Blues and the Predators are kind of rivals, and they don't like the Blues, and so it's becoming a big deal. But people are saying, I guess I'll have to pull for the Blues. The hatred for Boston is causing people to pull out of rivalries. So
yeah,
good.
Well, I guess they're looking at it like, what's the lesser of two evils here?
Yeah, and rightfully so. I would rather my rivals celebrate than the Bruins celebrate, than the people of Boston celebrating. My God. Yeah. All right, so here's the dumb.
The dumb of the day. I don't have an answer for this at all.
Okay.
I really, really don't. But Justin Bieber formally challenges Tom Cruise to a fight in a UFC octagon.
He challenged him? But is this legit or is this a publicity stunt?
It could be a publicity stunt, but via Twitter, Justin Bieber writes, I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you will never live it down. Ugh. Who is willing to put on the fight? At Dana White. Question mark.
This has got no chance of going down.
But I have no idea why.
Why is he doing this?
I've never heard of Tom Cruise, Justin Bieber, Twitter beef.
Yeah, what happened? Did Tom Cruise say something about him?
You know, I mean, I've seen some people like, he just saw what was it, the Tom Cruise's Mummy reboot? Maybe he wants his money back.
Probably said that movie stunk.
I mean, if you're Tom Cruise, you just laugh this off.
Yes.
You look at Justin and go, man, do you know how many spy movies I've been in?
My own stunts.
He jumped out of a plane and did a halo drop.
Yeah.
Actors don't do that.
Remember that one scene in Mission Impossible where he caught the wave of an explosion onto a speeding train? That they really did that stunt. There was a real explosion, and Tom Cruise propelled through the air onto a speeding train and climbed on the speeding train.
Yeah, and then you want to talk about his balance in that same movie. Remember he gets dropped from the ceiling?
That's
and he
right.
hovers above the ground 6 inches and does not touch the floor?
Exactly. Come on, Justin Bieber. You got no chance. What are you doing? Well, this is dumb. I love the whole idea that you can challenge somebody and then you get to make the rules as to how people should perceive that individual if they don't find it, if they don't find themselves capitulating to your demands.
You're going to be scurred.
Yeah, exactly. So I can go on down and challenge Keith Urban to a chess match. And if he doesn't accept, he's a coward.
That's right.
Is that how this works?
That's how this works, Tony. Lay it down.
I mean, my goodness.
Keith Urban, you're on the clock.
Keith Urban, you're on the clock. You and I, chess, somewhere downtown Nashville. And if you don't show up with Nicole, you're chicken. All right? You're a scaredy cat.
You're yellow.
You're yellow if you don't play chess against me in some park in Nashville soon. Like, that's what we, like what is Justin Bieber, 10? Is this is what we do in middle grade school, right? I mean, come on. I want to fight Tom Cruise. Why Tom Cruise? Why not Tom Hanks?
Well, you know what? You know, I think Tom Cruise because he's taller.
That's right. He's taller than Tom Cruise. That's exactly right. I heard Tom Cruise is 5'5". Is that true?
Nah, I don't think
Mr. Hollywood?
I don't think he's that short. I think that but I do think he's like short. I think he's like 5'8".
Okay. That's all right. I'm 5'9", so even I'm taller than 5'9½". So it's I always have to go the half. I don't know why I do that. Like again, what am I, 10? But nevertheless.
I always do the same thing, so don't feel bad.
Why not Tom Hanks? Why not Tom Brady?
I don't know, he's 5'7".
Why not Tom Arnold? Right? Anybody. Tom Cruise? What's Tom Cruise done to you, Justin Bieber? It's awful. That is dumb. Yeah, you're scared. Yeah, I got you. Who's he married to again? Haley Baldwin?
Is he? I don't think
Alex, Alec Baldwin's daughter?
Oh, they married? Justin Bieber, yeah. I thought you were talking about Tom Cruise.
No, Tom Cruise. Is Tom Cruise married to anybody?
No, he's single.
I don't think so either. I think
love and life.
Katie Holmes left and he hasn't been.
You want to know how bad this is? Conor McGregor even tweeted out, Tom Cruise is man enough to accept this challenge. McGregor Sports and Entertainment will host about. Does Cruise have the sprouts to fight like he does in the movies? Stay tuned to find out.
Oh, jeez.
What did he do?
We got to dig into this. Okay, this is one we're not letting go. Tomorrow, we got to find out what Tom Cruise did to anger the fighting community all of a sudden. Oh, my God. He must have dissed him or something.
Did he say something wrong? Did he go, UFC is fake? I mean,
he's probably like, I do my own stunts. And unlike UFC fighters, I'm tough. They just thought it would be funny, and all of a sudden, look out, here it comes.
Are people mad that he's always running?
Maybe that's the case.
You know,
that's the thing
in his movies. He always has a running scene.
Yeah.
Like John Travolta has to have a dancing scene. He has a running scene.
That's great. Well, there you go. The good, bad, and the dumb on a Monday. It's SB Nation AM.